Estuary and Poseidon by James E. Toakley, Sr., yours truly, Poet Laureate, the City of Tampa. Great Poseidon, salty sea, a sailor, tattooed chest and arms. On his right forearm, a sperm whale flees the wrath of a fierce Atlantic storm. On his bulging biceps, countless deep sea denizens swarm in perfect sweep. And on his deep sun-scalded chest, a great squid gestures east and west. Old Mariner in his navy stripes, a chief's outfit he proudly swags, like the backdrop of a starry night that conceals a great white sawtoothed gag. But Poseidon, sailor in dark blue, has come as a mortal man to woo a mulatto lady fairer than he, who makes her home by a sawgrass sea. In shallow swells her dreams ignite a brackish bliss, fresh watered bright with mitoplankton, shrimp, and seeds of every dimension, rank and lead. And beneath her frond palmettoed crown, young estuary, leaf and brown, a river siren, full with life, sings lullabies of paradise, and dreams of a morning when she might ride on the outgoing shoulders of a salt sea tide. Thus would it come one day to pass, where brackish waters grow tall grass, and long-limbed birds with bony knees resemble rainbow-feathered trees, that the gruff Atlantic, with his tales of octopi and great blue whales, set sail himself, wherein to moor his ship at estuary's door, wherein her youth and beauty lay, brown-eyed and tempting by the bay. As a gift, he brought from Sargasso Sea some posies, picked by none but he, then sat beside her by a stream where sheep's heads swam and ducks took wing. There he seduced her with reprise of daring dew and foreign skies, much like an old Othello did when Desdemona heard his bid and judged him fit to give her hand by virtue of his lives in foreign land. So, comely estuary queen, for her salt-tongued suitor, seen and unseen, without excuse or apology, fell in a love no bayside breeze could quell. And in a bed of mangrove leaves and Spanish moss, would the two conceive, as Eve and Adam once had done, a thousand twins conceived as one, to till the swamp and ply the air, to swim the soft shell fiddler's lair, and slither like the wily snake, whose wisdom was his first mistake. Gray fox and marsh hare both knew life by Poseidon and his perfumed wife, whose middle name was Estrogene, forever fertile, evergreen. At night, her moans of rapture rose like rooting snouts in feral clothes, with claws that dug at her lover's throat and squealed like a bobcat, passion soaked. It echoed in the shallows, saline free, and bubbled in the chasms of a brine soap. And their children chose what they might do as they left their parents two by two to cleanse our planet each by each, more numerous than the crystals on a Sarasota beach. From estuary and the sea, they helped sustain humanity, which was not easy, for indeed, humanity was racked with ambition and greed, and though it often flirted with poor health, chose often not to save itself or anything else that dared to stand against the acquisition of power and land. So it spat crude oil in Estuary's face and mocked her husband's salt sea grace with a flood that set the sea on fire and raked its bosom with barbed wire. And the great blue whale, whom God adored, was by man hounded till it was no more. The sailor and his once fresh bride were forced to swim against the tide of change in an ecology brought low by blind technology. And realtors who often barged through Estuary's private yard to claim that space, which used to be reserved for her and her love the sea, took snapshots for greedy eyes who buzzed around wetlands like flies. And what once was laughter, gagged with blood, and broken glass was ground in mud, which blossomed rich with seed no more, because of a stage which lay offshore, because of new palatial digs that snuffled in rut like stuccoed pigs placed side by side where cypress trees once spread their green, majestic leaves. But Estuary was given a gift, a mangrove bracelet from the swift, unyielding fingers of her love, who clasps her hands with his mariner's gloves. Then vows with a voice of nor'eastern winds to violently check the world of men. Says the old Atlantic sea, whose chest grows tight with rage like a rogue wave's crest, by drown or drought, he tells his heart, her home shall see a second start, whose children, whom they both gave birth, will refresh the air and recleanse the earth, and everything that bears man's name will be erased by storm or shame. But Estuary, though she bleeds, has a heart that does not feel the need for blood revenge, and tells him so, her true beloved since long ago. And so he rolls his octopus eyes like dinner plates, fierce but wise, and he wraps his arms around his queen to swear restraint against human beings and all that they have done to kill Queen Estuary's fertile will. They wait with patience, he and she, by the edge of an awfully tranquil sea that seems in a ragged breath to say, I'll fix mankind another day. They wait, yet even when the bowl of crude petroleum overflows and sops the sailor's navy coat, they pause in silence to take note of what we humans next might do. Give worse, or somehow try to renew what we ourselves have caused to flood against thus far resistant blood. Just now, they wait, freshwater royalty and her sea salt wrapped in loyalty, hopefully for a better time when common sense regains its mind, when human beings return to see the ocean as their legacy, an estuary as its bride, whose motherhood is ocean-wide. Yet, as for us in Tampa Bay, whose river Hillsborough winds its way among mangroves and manatees in a shallow, brackish, hammerhead sea, though sometimes it mumbles in its sleep, we've pledged its confidence to keep between us and the nubile queen who mothers our wetlands and our dreams. Says Estuary to the sea, if you weren't you, and I weren't me, and nothing was what it seemed to be, would the world still turn out placidly? Says the sea to Estuary's ear, I think you think too much, my dear. And from their subtle give and take, the couple shares a birthday cake, complete with icing fluffy white, while a snowy ibis, poised for flight, gives a ha-ha happy birthday yell to tell his neighbors all is well, at least between the salty sea and his love who lives by the mangrove trees. And a red-tailed hawk is the setting sun, while a manatee applauds for a job well done.